Welcome, everybody, to the Ingus podcast. This is Scott Bousam. I'm here with our executive director, Frank Yocum.
Hi, everybody.
The Ingus National Office at 1 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C. Today is Tuesday, July 24th. And as we do with every podcast, it asks that you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Before we get started, I want to do a quick plug for our national conference coming up in just a few weeks, actually, August 11th through the 16th. Please join us in Charleston, West Virginia, and you can find all of our information on the ingusconference.org website, and we hope that you join us. Frank, you want to kick started?
Well, thanks. One of the big things that's happened today was the release of the conference report for the National Defense Authorization Act for 2019. There's a lot of stuff that's in it. A couple of the things that you might want to know about is, first off, what's not in it. TRICARE Reserve Select for Federal Employees is not in it. We're going to work that again next year. Next year should be a good year for it. Another thing that's not in it is there was a demonstration project that was planned for those that are on TRICARE Reserve Select to go into Medicare Advantage and come off of TRICARE Reserve Select. That was not in the language. And so you can stay on TRICARE Reserve Select. Everything's still good to go. Some other things that were in it, that were not in it, was that there was a proposal for those that had converted to Title V. They converted as accepted employees, and there was a proposal for them to change over from accepted to competitive. That was not adopted in the legislation. And those dual status military technicians who would for some reason or other lose their dual status to be able to convert over to Title V status, that was not adopted as well. And so those are some of the things that were not in it. Let me backtrack here one more thing, and that is that they tried to do away with the grandfathering on the TRICARE fees and raise TRICARE costs, and Congress did not go along with that, so that was not adopted either. Grandfathering will continue. What did happen is that under TRICARE, the TRICARE dental plan that our Guard members use, looks like they're going to be putting it under the FedVIP plan, the Federal Employees Dental and Vision Plan, in the future. We'll see how that plays out. And a couple of other things for you to know about before I shut up. If you're on TRICARE Reserve Select, coming up this November, December, when there's open season, you can enroll in a vision plan under FedVIP. That's brand new. So take a look at that. You can go out to tricare.benefeds.com and find out about those options. And the last thing is that for you retirees that are on TRICARE Retired Dental Program, that dental program is going away at the end of this year. So under that same open season, November 12th through December 10th, you need to make a selection for your next dental plan. There's 10 options available, tricare.benefeds.com. And if you don't make a selection, you'll go the whole year of 2019 with no dental care. So let me stop there and throw it back to Scott.
Yeah, so Frank, thanks for that. I would say that for those of you who did not see the Drill Week and Talking Points for July that were sent out at the beginning of this month, we penned a few letters to address some of the very issues you just talked about.
And we
so
did.
I'd like to think that the members and staff paid attention to those, and so positively affected some of those changes, although there are a few things we did not get. I'll actually start off with one. On the 12304B benefits, we were not successful in getting the early retirement credit for that duty status. However, we were successful in getting a preventing reduction in pay while absent from those federal government positions. And then we also were able to get the high deployment allowance for frequent and lengthy deployments for those on 12304B. So those are successes. We look forward to build on that next year. And
Every little bit helps.
You kicked off with, obviously, the TRICARE Reserve Select expansion. We've kind of known from January that with it being an election year and the mandatory cost increases that it was there was really not much of an appetite on Capitol Hill on either side of the chamber either Republicans and Democrats for doing that.
Trent Kelly did put it in as an amendment to the NDA on the House side, and then withdrew it.
He did, and there's a good snippet on a video that we put on the website back in May whenever he did that, and we appreciate his efforts, and I know he's keen to pick it up again next Congress. So there'll be a whole lot more going on next year, and we'll just keep fighting.
And Chairman Thornberry is on his edge now.
He's on notice, right?
He's on notice that this is going to be coming around.
That's right. That's right. Well, again, as we close out here, we appreciate you joining us. Please, again, check out IngusConference.org and join us in Charleston, West Virginia on the 11th through the 16th of August. Please subscribe and be tuned, stay tuned for more podcasts, probably at the conference.
Probably see you in West by God, Virginia.
Take care, everyone.